I am Erica Moore, and I live in McCracken County in Paducah in the city. Hi, I'm Erica Moore. I live in McCracken County. I'm a voter. Planning commissioners and audience, thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm here to talk about the deals to being made on behalf of this community, and I want to be unequivocal about something from the start. These are bad deals for McCracken County. A foreign-owned corporation with a $20 billion parent company and a federal contract is getting secret subsidies from us in exchange for 380 permanent jobs spread across the two projects over the 15 years. That's the deal. And it was made worse, not better, by the fact that our own judge executive signed a non-disclosure agreement about a public financial commitment. So this community cannot even calculate how bad this deal actually is. So let's talk about what these projects mean economically, because the numbers being used to sell them deserve some real scrutiny. Based on the public agreements, and this you will find in page 3 and 4 of the supporting documentation, McCracken County will receive at best $9 million in county occupational tax revenue from these three projects over the 15 years. Maybe we'll see some property tax revenue, but we don't know because Judge Clymer can't confirm how much McCracken County has contributed to GLE or what form that commitment takes because of the non-disclosure agreement. That math suggests the undisclosed commitment is up to $71.9 million. We don't know if it's a pilot agreement, a tax increment financing district, an industrial revenue bond, or something else. We don't know how long it lasts. We don't know what happens if GLE fails to deliver, or if they close, or if they leave, or if they destroy the land. But one wonders, why does a $20 billion foreign-owned corporation with a federal contract and a federal grant need a secret subsidy from McCracken County? So commissioners, I'm here to ask for three things tonight, and all of these things are within your authority. I ask one, place an immediate moratorium on conditional use permits, site plan approvals, and development plan applications for data center and nuclear industrial developments on or adjacent to the Superfund site until Ask 2 is complete. Ask 2 is require GLE, General Matter, and any data center applicant to each contribute proportionately to fund a single, independent, cumulative environmental and economic impact of all these projects together as a condition of permit consideration. A $20 billion company can't afford to fund a study that evaluates its own project's impact on our community. Number 3, go on record demanding that the non-disclosure agreement between McCracken County and GLE be publicly disclosed before any further approvals are granted. A planning commission is a public body, and it should not be approving development whose financial terms are being withheld. This is not a trust me situation. For the record, as of this month, 78 U.S. jurisdictions have active moratoriums blocking new data center construction. That's up from 8 one year ago. You have the power to add McCracken County. That's my asks. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kerry Donham. I live here in Paducah. I'm a retired attorney, or semi-retired. First, I'm going to follow up with the last speaker's comment about an alleged non-disclosure agreement. In 2010, in Central Kentucky News Journal versus George, the Kentucky Supreme Court ruled that a non-disclosure agreement cannot be used keep the public from reviewing what otherwise would be considered a public record, such as a contract. Now, I have just made a Freedom or an Open Records Act request to the McCracken County Judge Executive's office to get those documents, and I've reminded them of this case, and we will follow through on that. Number two, on this uranium global laser enrichment company. I'm going to talk about some other but related issues. The U.S. government spent $50 million as of 2009 compensating people who had worked in the gaseous diffusion plant. for injuries, occupational injuries that they had suffered. Now, the hazards to employees in this new plant are going to be similar. There is a radiological exposure. It may not be high, but it's there. The major hazard is chemical toxicity, because there will still be uranium hexafluoride, and it can cause severe lung damage, chemical burns to eyes, skin. Plus, these high-powered lasers form another occupational hazard. They're also the same hazards that exist in any chemical plant. High-pressure gas systems, cryogenic traps used in handling uranium hexafluoride, fire explosion risks. There's also the potential for environmental damage. There will still be uranium tails from the laser enrichment, which are going to be around, what, about 200 million years? There's also, could get into aquifers. The uranium hexafluoride is also, could get into an aquifer, and that's highly toxic. And this project has never been operationally used in the country. For a couple of years, there was a pilot project in North Carolina that was shut down after 2 years, was terminated.
30 more seconds.
Okay, thank you. So basically, Paducah is being treated as a guinea pig for some unused but dangerous process. And I think the Planning Commission should follow through on the same requests that the prior speaker made. And thank you.
Hello, my name is Marley Rounds. I'm a resident of McCracken County, and I'm here because too much is being decided for this community without this community. Let's start with what we already know about this land. The DOE left us a Superfund site with radioactive technetium-99 in the groundwater, a half-life of 200,000 years. PFAS contamination still migrating and not under control. PCBs in the creek tributaries that flow to the Ohio River, and the longest off-site contamination plumes in the entire federal cleanup complex. That contamination is active. It is in the ground beneath this community right now and will be for generations. That is the baseline. And we are being asked to add more nuclear and industrial activity on top of that, before anyone has studied what that means for our water, our land, or our community. We can't look to federal agencies for protection the way we once could. The EPA, the NRC, and the DOE have had their environmental oversight priorities fundamentally redirected toward promoting uranium enrichment and data center development, not scrutinizing it. The agencies that exist to ask hard questions on our behalf are now, in many cases, the same agencies cheerleading these projects, which means this Planning Commission may be the last public body with both the authority to demand answers before it's too late. Now let's look at what's being added on top of it. General Matter has signed a lease to build a uranium enrichment facility on the Superfund site itself. I don't know what we can do about that. But Global Laser Enrichment, owned entirely by foreign corporations, is proposing to build another uranium enrichment facility on 665 acres on what was, until recently, public Kentucky wildlife land. That land was traded away to a foreign corporation through an arrangement with local industrial development authority without, as far as public record shows, any meaningful public input into that decision. One has to ask, why did GLE choose private land? We already have 3,556 acres of federally designated nuclear industrial land right next door. land already contaminated and already designated for this purpose. If uranium enrichment is going to happen near Paducah, why does a foreign-owned company get to site it on new, clean, formerly public land, outside the regulatory framework that governs the contaminated site next door? And one has to ask, when was the land rezoned from public wildlife use to heavy industry? And where is the Planning Commission vote that made it happen? Because there is no public record of one. Here's what is most concerning. Three separate federal regulatory processes are each looking at one piece of this picture in isolation. The NRC is reviewing GLE alone. CERCLA governs the Superfund cleanup alone. The NEPA review for the data center hasn't started. No one is required to look at all of this together. Not the NRC, not the EPA, not the DOE, not the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Nobody. Beside an active Superfund site, beside the Ohio River, in our country.
Good afternoon. My name is Bonnie Koblitz. I live at 13050 Woodville Road out by Kevel, which is 2 miles west of the facility that we're discussing today. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak and let you know what my concerns are. I attended the last public meeting held on April 16th. There should have been more of these meetings and much earlier in the process, since the online survey that was done in 2017. There should be more transparency from your board, from the Greater Paducah Economic Development Board, and elected county officials. I'm very concerned about the health and safety of nearby residents, including myself, 2 miles from the site. I'm deeply concerned about environmental degradation, such as soil, water, and air contamination and pollution. I'm very disturbed by the taking down of hundreds of trees on and near the site. Another of my concerns is potential noise and heavy truck traffic. An RV park was mentioned at that meeting with a chuckle. Would you like a bunch of transient construction workers living in a dumpy RV man camp near you? I'm actually wondering where you all live. Anywhere near this site? I keep hearing the emphasis on jobs. I'm sure there'll be a lot of very high-paying jobs. What percentage of those will be for people who already live in the community? I suspect not many. Because if they already live here, why is there so much development happening along Highway 60 west of Paducah, some of which you signed your approval of today? I suspect local people will not get these jobs, but they'll go to others who will be moving in from other areas. I heard the word trust at that previous meeting. How do you think the community trusts you when you've been making decisions in the shadows without public input? No trust from me. In my opinion, there are many things wrong with the projects, and that's why there's been so little public input since 2017. A few months ago, there was an opportunity to make public comment regarding categorical exclusion for the DOE site. Of course, this means that regulations will be softened or non-existent and will lead to less oversight when it comes to safety and environmental hazards. Why would you propose less oversight when it comes to safety and the environment when our county officials have said that they have the health and safety of residents as their first priority? There should be, at the very least, a vote by the county's residents on this project to approve it or not. Thank you very much for your time.
I'm Noel McAlay. I'm a land surveyor. I live on Noble Road. I could throw a rock to the triple rail site. My granddad's house has a rail spur running through it. And his brother's place had a U-pick farm on it. It's got a pile of coal on it, and that's progress. It's not what I like, but it's progress, and it's part of it. With the infrastructure that's there, it had to happen. So you got us now. Data centers, not a fan. Don't know that much about it. But GLE, I mean, you say that site's that 600 acres, not poisoned. Okay. That site, from a mile north of that, south of that plant, all the way over to Highway 60 to the river, and a mile east and west of it, there's a hole drilled and a well that they're monitoring all the time. Everything out there is monitored. The groundwater is poisoned. And if they are going to enrich uranium somewhere, and there are going to be thousands of jobs somewhere, if it's Portsmouth, Ohio, or if it's in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And they are going to raise their kids and work at that same place somewhere, whether it's Portsmouth, Ohio, or Oak Ridge, Tennessee. You know, they're not going to poison that place. That was long ago. It happened in the 40s with the Kentucky Ordnance Works. Now, you know, I hate it, but they are going to have some jobs. If they're going to do this somewhere, what do you think they're going to do with that plant? Toyota's never going to build there. Nobody is ever going to build there unless they do exactly the same thing that they did, and they found a way to do it, and they're going to do it somewhere. Looks like to me that's the place to do it. Now, I understand in the dark and all that, but it's not these guys. I assure you, they've been as open as they have. The Planning Commission has. You can talk about, maybe the fiscal court's not. I don't know about that. But I know about these guys. They've been as open as they're supposed to be. So that's my two cents on the thing.
Hello, everyone, friends and neighbors and members of McCracken County. My name is Joshua Massey. I was born and raised here, and I'm here tonight on behalf of my friends and family and my community because I care very deeply about it. And I stand beside a lot of intellectuals who've brought a lot of data forward. I trust that you will read Erica's packet carefully and keep it for consideration. There is one element of data I'd like to address before I get into my more philosophical waxing, and that is the Price-Anderson Act. It is to do with insurance on nuclear reactors. What it says is that every nuclear reactor, which they're talking about putting a small modular reactor at the AI data facility that General Matter is building, every nuclear reactor must be insured at the private amount of at the maximum amount of private insurance as is legally available. That amount is $450 million. And it also includes an indemnity clause, which indemnifies companies of any liability if they do damages that exceed that number of $450 million. My feeling is that anything that has the capacity, because these laws wouldn't exist unless that were a real possibility, it's not just a hypothetical. My feeling is that anything with the possibility to do that much damage really should not be legally allowed to exist, and I certainly don't want it anywhere near my home or my friends or my family. So what is the dollar amount value of a human life? According to the National Academy of Science, there is no safe dose of ionizing radiation exposure. So I believe that there should be no legal safe limit of ionizing radiation exposure. I don't think anybody should be exposed to it. And here we are in the state of Kentucky, where we have the highest incidence rate of every form of cancer and the highest cancer mortality rate of all 50 states. So I ask, how many McCracken County residents must get cancer and die before we decide that bringing in industry that we know can cause cancer is just not worth the financial incentive? According to GLE's report, the nearest residents to the site is 150 feet away. So what is the dollar amount value of that home's lives? How much money is required to make it feel okay to give another human being cancer? This community is being told, hey, some of you may die, but that is a sacrifice that billionaires from Silicon Valley and foreign investment funds are willing to make. And that doesn't seem fair. Your tax dollars are going to help them do it. They say no taxation without representation. We pay our taxes. And yet these companies that are having many of their taxes waived are being represented more than we are in our legislation. That doesn't seem fair. The public doesn't want this. We want an alternative that doesn't have the potential to do over $450 million in damages to our community that we then have to pay for. Life is supposed to be an unalienable right, and I believe that uranium enrichment and uranium hexafluoride has already alienated that right from too many of us here in McCracken County. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Melissa Summers. I've lived here for 36 years. We've been told that this development means progress. But when we look at the facts, we are being asked to sacrifice our quality of life for a massive corporate profit that will never make it into the pockets of our residents. First, look at the resource drain. These industrial facilities are massive energy that will strain our local power grid. Furthermore, while ownership of the data center themselves remain American, the US AI buildout has historically relied heavily on Chinese electrical equipment imports, which has prompted national security and supply chain discussions. In regions where water and utility costs are already sensitive, we cannot afford to jeopardize our natural resources for tech infrastructure. Second, the noise. Data centers aren't quiet, passive neighbors. They require banks of industrial cooling fans and backup diesel generators that run 24 hours a day. The constant humming and industrial vibration will destroy the quiet rural or suburban nature of our neighborhoods. Finally, we need to follow the money. Data centers are land heavy, water heavy, and energy heavy, but they create remarkably few permanent local jobs. To make matters worse, developers often demand a massive tax break, sweetheart deals, or pilot agreements. We will be left dealing with noise, the traffic, and the drained infrastructure, all while the company evades contributing their fair share to our local school systems or emergency services. Progress should improve the lives of the people who already live here. This project does not. I urge you to change this. And possibly, is there some way that we can figure out if you have invested in these companies? If you yourself have invested in these companies? I would really think that we would like to know that. Is there some way?
You can look at the, I couldn't read the Bible, commissioners can't take any action on any item in which they would have a personal financial interest.
But can we see that?
The bylaws, sure. You can send open records requests for the bylaws. We have it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
My name is Johnette Warwick, and I live in McCracken County. I was a medical reporter in Paducah for a very long time, 35 years. And over the course of those 35 years, I did do stories with people who worked at the gaseous diffusion plant and had all kinds of health issues. I did do stories with doctors who said they saw children that they believe were affected by things like the Paducah gaseous diffusion plant. I have relatively healthy children. I had a son who had to have a kidney transplant. That was the biggest issue that I've had to deal with. But I've seen children in our region who seem to have a lot of issues. I won't blame it on the Paducah gaseous diffusion plant, but I've always thought that maybe that was it. I want healthy grandchildren. I want all of you to have healthy grandchildren. I don't like that they're bringing back the gaseous diffusion plant or putting something else on it. I understand that perhaps it is inevitable and that it will happen and there's nothing else that we can do with that land. As far as the AI center, nobody wants them. Communities across the country are saying no to them. And when the public finds out, there's this huge, it's almost a riot when they find out that they're coming and that nobody told them. So I do think there is a lot of information that people in this region do not know. There's a lot of things about this deal that the people of our region don't know. We would just like to have it open, a disclosure sort of thing. I want to go on record that I'm one of those that wants the non-disclosure agreement between McCracken County and GLE to be publicly disclosed before any further approvals are granted. And you, as the county commission, you're a public body, and it's up to you to keep something like this from going forward if it's not going to be in the best interest of the people of Kentucky. This is a wonderful place to live. It's a wonderful place to live. I don't know if it will be in 20 years if an AI center comes here or if what is planned for the gaseous diffusion center goes through. And that's all I want to say. I would like us to have healthy grandchildren and healthy great-grandchildren. And I know every single one of you wants that too.
My name is Harmony Perilou. I'm a resident of McCracken County. I just wanted to ask you all here today, as a proud resident of McCracken County, I might be echoing some people, I came in here a little late, but I wanted to ask that you all place a moratorium on the development of these facilities being the GLE site and the General Matters site. Until there is a cumulative environmental impact statement for those facilities. As of right now, GLE has released their environmental impact statement, but there is no cumulative environmental impact statement for both facilities combined. So until we have that, I think it would be wise to put a moratorium on the further development of those sites. Also, given that there was no vote given to the public about these facilities. It was done by a body that didn't have to have a public vote to be approved, which I don't think is fair considering that this affects all of our lives. We should have a vote on that. Let's see. This is our home, and it's not only ours. It is the home of an array of gorgeous wildlife and plant life that make this place what it is. If you grew up here, you should be as in love with this place and this land as I am. Think about yourself as a child playing out there, and then think about that landscape being unsafe for your own kids or your grandkids, echoing somebody else as well. If that's not something you care about, you know, take a look at our local Erica Moore's breakdown of the tax incentives. McCracken County is not going to benefit monetarily in any way that makes this at all worth it. They keep kind of saying, you know, that there's going to be huge monetary incentives, but it really doesn't look super beneficial on the monetary end for McCracken County in the long run, for the schools, for the roadways, for anything that, you know, they're kind of making it seem like it would be, for jobs even. A lot of those things are not going to be things that are going to be as beneficial as they're making it out to be. And also, the companies themselves, like GLE, will receive way more money than our town itself will receive. I don't think that is fair that we're inviting these big companies in who are just going to destroy our habitat and profit off of it. So I'm asking you as the county commission to, you know, use your power. It seems to be everyone's pretty much told us that you guys are the only ones with any power to really kind of help anybody out with this or vote no on it. And it's happened in other places, you know, where the commission has been able to say no to data centers and nuclear facilities. So I'm just asking you all to advocate for us as people who live here. And that's all I have. Thank you.
My name is Joey Ray. I live out in West Paducah. I'm right across from the proposed DOE sites. I'm not going to hold you here any longer than is necessary by repeating a bunch of what's already been said. I was going to ask you also to place a moratorium on the next ballot, or not next ballot, at the next meeting. As she had just said, basically what I want to say is I'm not opposed to any of these proposed businesses that's for this area. But what I am, and what I and people of our community want to know and deserve to know, is we want the details to it. We want to know what they are actually planning and how they're planning on doing it. That way we can make an informed decision about it of whether we are actually opposed or not, because the information has not been put out there, and it's been asked over and over and over. And meetings have been placed where, you can add it in on a comment section and we'll get back to you, and you don't get back, or you get a pat answer that actually doesn't answer anything. Y'all are the ones that can stop that. It's not asking too much that nothing else gets done until the community finds out some information about it. And that's all. Thank y'all very much.
Becky Ray, and that's my husband, and we live like less than a mile from all of this stuff. I'm a cancer survivor from last year, double lung cancer. My brother-in-law died of lung cancer. My mother-in-law is suffering the health effects from working at USEC for 20 years, and I know many others with myeloma, with leukemia, and it's all. You go down Metropolis Lake Road, and there ain't one single family member that has not suffered because of this. I've suffered. I'm still suffering. Yes, I've worked in chemicals for 20 years, and I know what chemicals can do to you. And I think this NDA is illegal. I mean, it's illegal. We should know what's going in on our farm. It's right behind our farm. The data center, my husband has severe tinnitus. This will drive him in more insane than he already is. And this buzzing, and I know this for a fact, that that's what this data center is going to be doing. And the wildlife and all the trees are just gone. They're just mowed down. This is a wonderful community. I'm an implant from Aurora, Kentucky, and I've lived out here for 24 years. And I enjoy my area now. And I'm not going to enjoy it anymore. I mean, if we have to, we'll move. My health, my husband's health, mean more to me than living here. And I enjoy living here. I like living here. I like everything right here around me. But I've had to retire early due to lung cancer. And my mother-in-law, she ain't doing too good either. But I mean, we've been to many, many funerals, and it's everywhere down there. And there's no health study. There's no environmental study. And you're just putting more of this crap out there. The wells are on our farm that get tested. We deal with this every day. And it's a shame that you're not doing what your constituents want you to do. And I think that's all we're asking is openness and honesty, trust you, we can't. We can't trust you. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much.